One of my favorite bands is a band named Thrice. And Thrice actually played a big role in my conversion. But one of their songs is called The Long Defeat. The Long Defeat. And actually, this is the same words that J.R.R. Tolkien uses to describe what life is like, what the Christian life often feels like. The Long Defeat. And I think what both Thrice and J.R.R. Tolkien mean by this phrase, the long defeat, is that life is a process of giving everything up. That our life as Christians is really life through death into new life. It's the Paschal mystery. The long defeat means being stripped of everything, as John of the Cross might put it, or detached from everything, letting go of everything. And we hear this in the words of Peter to Jesus when he pipes up like he always does. He's very bold. He says, "We have given up everything and followed you." And if you were here yesterday, or if you were keeping up with the readings, you'll know that this was actually in response to Jesus' encounter with the rich man in Mark's gospel, where the rich man comes to him and he says, "You know, how can I get eternal life?" And Jesus says, all the commandments. And he's like, "I've done all that." And he says, "All right, if you'll be perfect, then go and sell everything. Give everything up. Submit to the long defeat. And then follow me." And he goes away sad. He goes away sad. And then that's when Jesus says, "It's really hard. It's really hard to go into the kingdom of heaven, especially if you're rich, especially if you have all of these things that you're holding on to." And that's when Peter says, "We've given up everything and followed you." As if to say, all right, so we've given up everything. What's in it for us? And I just, you know, we have to be aware of that we are kind of looking for something for ourselves. But we also have to, as Christians, get back to the heart of the matter, which is that long defeat, realizing that Jesus is asking us to let go, to give up. Jesus let go of everything on the cross. He emptied himself completely on the cross so that he can raise up again, right? So that he can rise again. In the same way, we have to let go of everything. We have to let go of everything. Thomas A. Kempis, I was just reading this this morning, and I found this little quote, and it says, "What greater freedom is there than to desire nothing upon earth? A man should therefore rise above all that is created, and leaving himself completely behind, see with rapt eyes that there is no comparison between creatures and you, the creator of them all." That's really what letting go of everything opens ourselves up to. Jesus kind of promises Peter after he says, "You know, we've given up everything." You know, he might have asked him in that moment, "Have you really given up everything, Peter? Have you really given up everything? Have you let everything go? Have you really given into the long defeat?" Because you know, on the night that Jesus is betrayed, Peter seems to be holding onto his security pretty tight. He seems to be holding onto his safety with a death grip. And yet Jesus kind of humors him. He says, "All right, so once you give up everything, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." So Jesus promises all these things. And we might be a little bit confused at all that first stuff. It's like, well, is Jesus promising a prosperity gospel? Is he promising that if we let go of some things, we're going to get all this other cool stuff? But really, I think what he means is something much deeper, because he includes persecutions in there. He includes persecutions, which is part of the long defeat. It's part of letting go of everything, submitting ourselves to God's will, even if it means death, even if it means being defeated in the world's eyes. Because we have faith that we will receive 100 times more, that we will receive 100 times more even now. You know, we have the church. We have the body of Christ. We have this family of God. We have brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers that we would not ordinarily have had it not been for our baptism. That's part of letting go, because that'll be something that we receive in return. So, and then there's the persecutions. So we really have to be aware of the fact that that submitting to the long defeat actually will be hard, that it will demand a witness, that it will demand something of us that we do not have the power to do of ourselves. So let us trust completely in the grace that will be revealed. That's what the first reading says, that we have to trust, that we have to hope in the grace that angels long to look into. We've been given this immense gift of our faith. We've been given this incredible opportunity to live with God forever. So our response is to submit to that long defeat, to die to ourselves, to let go of all of the things, to strip ourselves of creatures and be holy because God is holy, right? To be holy as God is holy, to be pure as God is pure, to love God as he has loved us. That is the end of everything. That's what we're all striving for.